Oh, hi Chuck. Not seen you at the conference since last year. How's things going?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, it's been a while since we've talked, isn't it?
Yeah. Been to any good presentations?
Well, there's a good one coming up that I could recommend. It's about a product called CCL.
CCL? What's CCL?
Well, CCL is something that we just finished installing at our data center. It's something from IBM, and it's sort of the next generation of their communication controllers. It's supposed to be faster and provides a bunch of newer connectivity options than their old 3745.
Oh, wow. We need to get rid of our 3745. That's a project coming up for us. So what do you need to run this CCL product?
Well, it actually runs on Linux on the SystemZ processors, and you can run it. You either need an IFL or it'll actually run on the general processors also.
I don't know about Linux. We don't have Linux on our systems at the moment. Isn't that going to be a big deal for us?
Well, we didn't have it either, but IBM had a bunch of offerings that we were able to take advantage of, and they helped teach us about Linux and get Linux up and running. And then they also had a workshop where we learned how to install CCL, and we actually went through some hands-on labs where we could configure it and operate, do some operations and everything.
Oh, we've been trying to get rid of our 3745 for ages now, but we have some SNI links to our BPs, our business partners, and we've tried to migrate using EE, Enterprise Extender, but some of our business partners don't want to move to Enterprise Extender. So this CCL seems a good option. Tell me more about it. Why should I use it?
When we were deciding on to use CCL, the first thing that we thought about is something we had heard where IBM may end service on the 3745s in the year 2010, and we didn't really want to wait until the last minute to start thinking about how to get rid of them. So we thought that CCL would be a good way to migrate off sooner rather than later. We had also heard that CCL can possibly outperform the 3745, and that was very interesting to us, possibly speeding up transaction times and things. And actually, since we migrated, we found that we are getting better response times than we were on the 3745. And then one other thing that we were thinking of is we wanted to start getting rid of some of the older networking technologies that we have in our data center, things like Token Ring and ESCON. We know that both of those technologies are kind of dead end, and we looked at CCL as a way to help migrate off of those.
Wow, that sounds great. So it's a much better performer than the 3745. That's really interesting. But does it still use the NCP? Do I still need to have that?
Actually, you do still use the NCP. The way CCL works is you can take the NCP that you were using on the 3745 and make a few little changes to it, and then CCL lets you run that NCP code on the SystemZ servers. And since it still uses NCP, but the licensing for NCP under CCL is Tier 2, we actually saved a bunch of money every month because we were able to lower our NCP license from Tier 5 down to Tier 2.
That sounds great. That's going to save us some money as well because we have Tier 5 licenses. You mentioned that it uses Linux. Now, we've been looking at Linux, but we haven't found a good first application. This looks like a good one to cut our teeth on. What was the transition like? Was it easy?
We were facing the same dilemma, and we decided that CCL really would be a good first application for Linux. We liked that we didn't need to rewrite any of the applications, and we also liked that we only needed to make a few small changes to the NCP and the VTAM definitions. And going to the IBM workshop really helped us build up the skills that we needed for both running Linux and getting CCL going quickly in our environment.
This workshop sounds interesting. How did you migrate your SNI links?
Well, we tried for years to get our business partners to change the SNI connections to the Enterprise Extender type of connections that you mentioned earlier, but we wanted to do that so we could get rid of the 3745, but they kept saying they didn't have the skills or they didn't want to change or it was too much work for them. So we finally gave up, and CCL allowed us another option where we were able to remove our 3745s but keep the S&I connections. In fact, we didn't even need to tell the business partners that we were going to make this change.
That's great. You didn't even have to tell your business partners about the change.
No, we found that we could do the change without even telling them. All we had to do was move the SDLC links over to some aggregation routers that we had. In cases where we already had DLSW connections, we just had them connect to CCL instead of the 3745. However, CCL also has a new function called an IP transmission group. And if they were using CCL, then both of us could benefit from it. So we did end up telling them about it, hoping that eventually they would move to CCL and we'd be able to use the IPTG function.
So tell me again, what's this IP transmission group?
Well, IPTG is a new CCL to CCL protocol that IBM created for supporting the FID4 kind of links that we had for S&I. It allows you to have a pure IP connection all the way out from the System Z server to the other endpoint, to the CCL on the other endpoint. And we found that you can use IPsec with this IPTG.
Oh, great. So I can have a secure IP link to my business partner.
Yes, and we found that that really helps our security department feel more comfortable about the transactions that we're sending over there. And now that we've got some of our workload flowing across the Internet, they feel much more comfortable.
Has CCL saved you any money?
One of the savings is in floor space. We were really, really running short on floor space, and getting rid of those big old 3745s has really, really helped cut down on the floor space that we're using. And it's also saving us money for electricity. You know, you probably realize that these things burn a lot of electricity, plus you need air conditioning and things to cool them, so we don't have to worry about that. Plus, we, you know, in case something went wrong, we had our own little stockpile of spare parts, and now we don't have to keep those anymore. And also, don't forget what I talked about earlier, that we're saving money on the monthly service charge for NCP licensing.
So you only pay for Tier 2 licenses for NCP. That'll cut our NCP licenses in half. Plus, we can now get rid of our 3745s. Which had taken up a lot of room in our machine room. So what other ways did CCL help you?
Another benefit that we got is we've been trying to get rid of Token Ring for quite a while now, but we were stuck with it because of some of the 3745 connections that we had. By moving to CCL, we were able to switch from Token Ring to Ethernet, and now all our data center traffic for both SNA and IP is flowing on our gigabit Ethernet LAN instead of Token Ring. And our system people really like this change too, because we were able to free up some ESCON ports on the System Z processor and on the ESCON directors.
We're in the same position. We too need to get rid of our ESCON and Token Ring LAN. So how did you learn about CCL?
The first thing we heard about it was IBM had been running a seminar that we attended where we heard some about SNA migration and CCL. And after we attended the seminar, we were really interested, and there was a workshop available that I told you about earlier where we were able to install CCL and configure it and get a chance to operate it and learn more about it. And then once we understood how CCL worked, we were able to take advantage of a supported trial that IBM offered where we were able to use CCL and install it on our own systems and try it out. And when we had questions, we were actually able to talk to some of the service people and developers, and they were great on answering our questions and helping us run it, get it in, and get it working for our environment.
This really sounds like a product that could benefit us. I'm going to have to get in touch with my IBM rep about this CCL. Anyway, Chuck, great talking to you. Hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Good talking to you too, Peter. Good luck with CCL.
This is Peter Redman, and along with Chuck Gardner from IBM, we hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you want more information about CCL, there's a homepage at www.ibm.com/software/network/CCL. There's a lot of information about CCL and associated products. Also, for a limited time, we are offering seminars and CCL workshops. Please contact your salesperson for more information. Goodbye.